gave up 705 million vacation days last year alone. And of those days, 212 million were forfeited, or they could not be banked or rolled over or paid out. Well, one of the hot new destinations for vacations is Alaska. I talked to Mark Adams. He's the author of a new book titled Tip of the Iceberg, My 3,000-Mile Journey Around Wild Alaska, The Last Great American Frontier. And he talks about the tourism industry in Alaska.
Tourism is a big business, especially in the summer. You know, it used to be, you may remember this, you know, back in the 80s and 90s, I remember friends of friends supposedly going off to Alaska to make money in a salmon canning factory for the summer. It's like, you can make $1,000 a week or whatever. The same thing happens now, but the college kids come in and they all work in the tourism industry. They're catering to these cruise ship passengers in towns like, you know, Juneau and Ketchikan and Skagway. So that's a big source of employment. But once you get out of a few, you know, main sort of tourism hubs, you know, there's not really a lot of tourism in these smaller places. So, you know, it's you know, a very genuine, you know, down-home Alaska experience.
And who knows, you may just run into the Palins in Alaska as well. And finally, back on this date, in 1503, Christopher Columbus discovered the Cayman Islands. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
And the bills added up to $160,000.
So we were seeing the bills coming in, and then the bills were being paid. Portions were being shared, and the end result of this is this bill was taken care of.
Yes, MediShare works, and it's so easy to get your questions answered too, so why not? You can call right now, 833-39-BIBLE. That's 833-39-BIBLE, 833-39-BIBLE.
Despite some tense moments and tough questions at her confirmation hearing, CIA director nominee Gina Haspel is expected to win confirmation. Reportedly involved with the use of torture techniques, though, back in 2002, here she's questioned by Democrat on the panel Mark Warner, who asks her what she would do if she was given the order to resume such a program.
My moral compass is strong. I would not allow CIA to undertake activity that I thought was immoral, even if it was technically legal.
So you would not follow the order if you felt it was?
No. I believe that CIA must undertake activities that are consistent with American values.
Monica Lewinsky, the one-time White House intern who had an affair with former President Bill Clinton, says she was disinvited from a charity event in New York City this weekend after Clinton accepted an invitation to speak there. And this is USA Radio News.
Do you know someone with a drug or alcohol problem? Get help right now. Insurance may cover everything. Stop the drug and alcohol nightmare. Are drug and alcohol problems hitting you too close to home? Get help right now. Insurance may cover everything. 866-490-3991. 866-490-3991. That's 866-490-3991.
Officials at the Department of Defense are to release details at noon today about an ambush that claimed the lives of four members of a U.S. Army Special Forces team in Niger. Here's John Clemens.
The October 4, 2017 ambush took place about 120 miles north of Niamey in the impoverished West African nation. The bodies of three U.S. Green Berets were discovered on the day of the attack, but the fourth was not found until 2 days later. Roughly 800 U.S. troops are on a mission to advise and assist only. The four who were killed were believed to be in pursuit of a known leader of an Islamic terrorist group.
Senator John McCain has not returned to the Senate as he continues to battle brain cancer at his home in Arizona, but he has issued a statement in which he says the Senate should not confirm the nomination of Gina Haspel to be CIA director. The chairman of the Senate Armed Services Committee is saying he believes Haspel is a patriot who loves our country, but her role in overseeing the use of torture by Americans is disturbing. And McCain says Haspel's refusal to acknowledge torture's immorality at that hearing yesterday is disqualifying. The University of Florida administrator, seen on a viral video physically moving dancing graduates off stage, is now on paid administrative leave. The university president said the faculty member was inappropriately aggressive. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
When friends are not enough and you are struggling with depression, anxiety, or addictions, it's time to seek out help. Mental health is one of the most important building blocks to a healthy life. Tune into Counselor's Chat every Wednesday at noon and listen to many topics that pertain to good mental health. With Ruth Altamura Roll, a licensed professional counselor, as your host, you will learn about many facets of good mental health. Let's remove the stigma. Go to www.altarolcounselor.net for more information about my practice. And please follow me on Counselor's Chat on Facebook. Remember, Counselor's Chat every Wednesday at noon. I wish you good mental health.
It is 8:06, time for Hunter Chamber Radio weather. 53 degrees, mostly cloudy skies. There's an 80% chance of rain today. Thunderstorms possible around 12:30. Today is Thursday, May 10th, 2018. Scattered thunderstorms this morning, then mainly cloudy during the afternoon with thunderstorms likely. A few storms may be severe and a high of 78. Wind south at 10 to 15 miles an hour and chance of rain is 80%. Scattered thunderstorms early, then becoming clear after midnight. A low of 54, winds west-northwest at 5 to 10 miles an hour. Chance of rain, 40%. Sunshine and some clouds tomorrow. A high of 72, winds northwest at 5 to 10 miles an hour. Rain showers in the morning on Saturday with thunderstorms developing in the afternoon. A near record high temperature, high around 80. Doesn't sound very big. Chance of rain 90%. Mother's Day, oh man, light rain early, then remaining cloudy with showers in the afternoon. A high of 59. Winds east northeast at 5 to 10 miles an hour. Chance of rain 70%. Cloudy early and scattered thunderstorms on Monday the 14th. A high of 72. Partly cloudy skies in the morning on Tuesday with cloudy skies during the afternoon. A high of 81. And then rain and thunderstorm and a high of 75 on Wednesday the 16th. That's unfortunate. That's all got to get fixed. Temperatures in the area, 53 in Raritan, 58 in Little York, 55 down in Lambertville, 57 in Frenchtown, 52 over in Pittstown, 52 in Reddington.
Surgery, and the bills added up to $160,000.
So we were seeing the bills coming in, and then the bills were being paid. Portions were being shared, and the end result of this is... this bill was taken care of.
Yes, MediShare works, and it's so easy to get your questions answered, too. So why not? You can call right now, 833-39-BIBLE. That's 833-39-BIBLE, 833-39-BIBLE.
Despite some tense moments and tough questions at her confirmation hearing, CIA director nominee Gina Haspel is expected to win confirmation. Reportedly involved with the use of torture techniques, though, back in 2002, here she's questioned by Democrat on the panel Mark Warner, who asks her what she would do if she was given the order to resume such a program.
My moral compass is strong. I would not allow CIA to undertake activity that I thought was immoral, even if it was technically legal.
So you would not follow the order if you felt it was?
No. I believe that CIA must undertake activities that are consistent with American values.
Monica Lewinsky, the one-time White House intern who had an affair with former President Bill Clinton, says she was disinvited from a charity event in New York City this weekend after Clinton accepted an invitation to speak there. And this is USA Radio News.
Do you know someone with a drug or alcohol problem? Get help right now. Insurance may cover everything. Stop the drug and alcohol nightmare. Are drug and alcohol problems hitting you too close to home? Get help right now. Insurance may cover everything. 866-490-3991. 866-490-3991. That's 866-490-3991.
Officials at the Department of Defense are to release details at noon today about an ambush that claimed the lives of four members of a U.S. Army Special Forces team in Niger. Here's John Clemens.
The October 4, 2017 ambush took place about 120 miles north of Niamey in the impoverished West African nation. The bodies of three U.S. Green Berets were discovered on the day of the attack, but the fourth was not found until 2 days later. Roughly 800 U.S. troops are on a mission to advise and assist only. The four who were killed were believed to be in pursuit of a known leader of an Islamic terrorist group.
Senator John McCain has not returned to the Senate as he continues to battle brain cancer at his home in Arizona, but he has issued a statement in which he says the Senate should not confirm the nomination of Gina Haspel to be CIA director. The chairman of the Senate Armed Services Committee is saying he believes Haspel is a patriot who loves our country, but her role in overseeing the use of torture by Americans is disturbing. And McCain says Haspel's refusal to acknowledge torture's immorality at that hearing yesterday is disqualifying. The University of Florida administrator, seen on a viral video physically moving dancing graduates off stage, is now on paid administrative leave. The university president said the faculty member was inappropriately aggressive. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
When friends are not enough and you are struggling with depression, anxiety, or addictions, it's time to seek out help. Mental health is one of the most important building blocks to a healthy life. Tune into Counselor's Chat every Wednesday at noon and listen to many topics that pertain to good mental health. With Ruth Altamura Roll, a licensed professional counselor, as your host, you will learn about many facets of good mental health. Let's remove the stigma. Go to www.altarollcounselor.net for more information about my practice. And please follow me on Counselor's Chat on Facebook. Remember, Counselor's Chat every Wednesday at noon. I wish you good mental health.
It is 8:06, time for 100 Chamber Radio weather. 53 degrees, mostly cloudy skies. There's an 80% chance of rain today. Thunderstorms possible around 12:30. Today is Thursday, May 10th, 2018. Scattered thunderstorms this morning, then mainly cloudy during the afternoon with thunderstorms likely. A few storms may be severe and a high of 78. Winds south at 10 to 15 miles an hour and chance of rain is 80%. Scattered thunderstorms early, then becoming clear after midnight. A low of 54, winds west-northwest at 5 to 10 miles an hour. Chance of rain, 40%. Sunshine and some clouds tomorrow. A high of 72, winds northwest at 5 to 10 miles an hour. Rain showers in the morning on Saturday with thunderstorms developing in the afternoon. A near record high temperature, high around 80. Doesn't sound very big. Chance of rain 90%. Mother's Day, oh man, light rain early, then remaining cloudy with showers in the afternoon. A high of 59. Winds east northeast at 5 to 10 miles an hour. Chance of rain 70%. Cloudy early and scattered thunderstorms on Monday the 14th. A high of 72. Partly cloudy skies in the morning on Tuesday with cloudy skies during the afternoon. A high of 81. And then rain and thunderstorm and a high of 75 on Wednesday the 16th. That's unfortunate. That's all got to get fixed. Temperatures in the area, 53 in Raritan, 58 in Little York, 55 down in Lambertville, 57 in Frenchtown, 52 over in Pittstown, 52 in Reddington, 51 in Tewksbury. That is Good Morning Hunter and Hunting Chamber Radio weather.
Listen up. The sponsors of the May 19th Patriotic Concert being held at 2 p.m. at North Hunterdon High School are giving away free tickets to veterans and their families as a thank you for your service. The concert includes special guest Joe Piscopo and over 100 performers and musicians, including a 17-piece big band, a 32-piece string orchestra, Broadway show Trans-Siberian Orchestra singer, an operatic angel, a rising child star, a choral group, and of course the award-winning Hunterdon Harmonizers. You can call the show's producer, Kevin Gray, at 908-419-9878 for ticket info. Call right now because tickets are limited. The number again is 908-419-9878. That's 908-419-9878. It's going to be a great show, so veterans, get your tickets now.
Good morning, Hunter and Dixie. You're coming live from the Hunter Chamber of Commerce dating game. No. It's a Good Morning Hunter show. We're coming to you live from Hunter Chamber of Commerce studios in Flemington, New Jersey, just down the street from the old courthouse, the Union Hotel, the famous Lindbergh trial. It's my job to get you out and about on your day, going to work, going to school, running your errands. You need to be on the internet, though, because we're over the wire, we're not over the air. We're the only 24-hour talk internet radio station in the nation, produced by a Chamber of Commerce. And we're all about Hunterdon County, New Jersey. Spanish Flea. Performed by Herb Alpert and the Tijuana Brass. Why are we playing this? Well, the gentleman who actually wrote this song, it's his birthday today. And it was the theme song at one time of the dating game. Pretty funny. All right. Good morning, folks. Sorry I was not with you yesterday. I was traveling, and so we had to play some rewind. Good to be with you today, though. I'm sorry about the weather. That doesn't look good at all. And it doesn't look like it's going to be very productive for Mother's Day. That's unfortunate. Hopefully it will clear itself up. We have to go and check out traffic right now, find out what's going on our Hunter County roads. I get that from Hart. You can do that too. Register with them. They'll give you the alerts that I get via email. You can check it out. Pick the local county, state, and interstate roads that you want to hear about, only the ones you need, so that you are not sifting through items that are of no use to you. 78 eastbound at exit 75, Route 611, delays to a motor vehicle accident happened at 6:38 this morning. Fog in low-lying areas may impact visibility, reduce speeds, and avoid distractions. And that update at 611, delays back through exit 71, Route 33, due to a multi-vehicle accident at 75. Ramp is closed. That happened at 7:15 this morning. I don't know what's going on over in Pennsylvania, but this is the second day this week that we've had some trouble. And so you need to find some alternate routes before everything gets clogged up there. Good morning, Hunter and Hunt Chamber Radio traffic. What is on HuntChamber.com's schedule today? Well, I'm on till 10. We have Michelle Heide back at 8:30. We'll talk with her about the markets, find out what's happened the last couple of days. And after that, we give a ring to Mr. Joe Peters to find out what is happening with real estate and the economic situation in Flemington and Hunterdon County, Somerset County as well. That gives us a clue about the real estate market and vice versa. So Joe's got his finger on the pulse of much of what goes on with regard to the economic climate and residential areas. So listen to that from 8:40 to 9 o'clock. The rest of the show, an eclectic mix of information, news, truth, interviews, and stuff like that. So we get that to you from 9 to 10. 10 o'clock, it's Legends of Success, a show that talks about the captain, talks with the captains of industry and their philosophy, their ups and downs, their challenges, how they developed their philosophy, and how they achieved success. You can glean a lot of great information from this program to run your business or run your life. So check it out. You'll probably recognize many of the people, actually the more the brands of what these people run. Most likely you don't or have not heard in most cases of that CEO. So check that out. The Library Show with Jim Thatz and Jennifer Winberry is on from 11 to 12, talking about the impressive array of materials over at the library, plus all the trivia, clubs, concerts, events, all happening at not only the county complex, but the branches as well. Jim Gonneau is taking care of business, and Jim is on at noon. You'll hear him right after Backman Turner Overdrive. Jim always talks about the his business from his perspective, pretty much gives you on a day-to-day basis what he's experiencing, how he's dealing with it. And it, you can use that as, again, a way of understanding how to run your business or your personal life. Jim says that he'll be talking about spring cleaning and why it's important to your business. He'll talk about why you should use your home's equity, or should you use your home's equity to finance a business. He'll have the results of a new survey on small business marketing, and he'll have 9 tips to make sure you get paid for the work. It's May 9th, and he'll be on at noon on HuntingtonRadio.com. After Jim, we have 3 hours of Watchdog on Wall Street. That is Chris Markowski, who talks about the cheats and the schemes going on Wall Street and how you should avoid those and simply invest strategically. And that's invest, not trade. Watchdog on Wall Street, Chris Markowski kind of puts all the pieces together for you to explain what is the reality versus what is the ruse of what's happening out there in markets and Wall Street. Hunterdon Living is on from 4 to 5, where we learn about different things going on in our county. And we finish up today with Knock Knock, Who Is There? And that's Judith Hendricks, who comes on and answers all the questions that you need to answer with regard to buying or selling real estate, commercial and or residential. Of course, you knew all that. It's all there on the HuntingtonRadio.com website, mobile website, Google Play and Apple Store apps, our LinkedIn subgroup, our Facebook page, and our Twitter handle, Hunterdon Radio. All the ways to listen to, learn about, and interact with HuntingtonRadio.com. We're going to be right back right after these messages. You are listening to Good Morning Hunterdon, and we are on HuntingtonRadio.com, the voice of business.
Listening to WHCR-DB, HuntingtonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
¿Sabía que De cada 5 personas hay una que lucha con síntomas difíciles de salud mental. NAMI es una organización estatal sin fines de lucro. Somos empleados voluntarios. Somos la voz de la nación sobre las enfermedades mentales. NAMI te ofrece grupos de apoyo, educación e información. Nuestro programa educativo de Familia a Familia está dirigido por miembros de NAMI para familiares y amigos de personas que luchan con dificultad de salud mental. Llámanos al 888-803-3413. Recuerda, no estás solo. NAMI está contigo y no hay salud sin salud mental.
This is Tony Clark, para planner at Patton Heide & Associates. Americans believe they should be in charge of their own future, how they will live tomorrow. Since 1894, Ameriprise Financial has worked for their clients' futures, helping millions of Americans retire on their terms, when they want, where they want, doing what they want. Today, Patton Heide & Associates, a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., remains true to the vision of always putting clients first. We are ready to help you put a confident retirement more within reach. Put the strength of a leader in retirement planning to work for you through a personal one-to-one relationship. Patton Heide & Associates will work with you to develop a plan to help you pursue your retirement goals. Call today at 908-713-6600. Office is located at 1318 Route 31 North, Annandale, New Jersey. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor, Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA and SIPC.
Advancing Hunterdon is an ever-sharp focus on the growth and prosperity of Hunterdon County's businesses. Advancing Hunterdon engages businesses within and throughout the county that are responsive to a call to action as the next chapter in business success. If your business and organization wants to get engaged, contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterdon-chamber.org. Advancing Hunterdon, a roadmap for economic growth for the business community of Hunterdon.
That's Tommy James helping me with BrownieLocks.com, celebration observances for the month, week, and day for May 10th, 2018. International Business Image Improvement Month. Jim Gano is going to help you with that today at noon. And Vicki Lynn Morgan helps you with that on Tuesdays. You can also get it, glean it from the Legends of Success that's on at 10 o'clock today. International Civility Awareness Month, International Mediterranean Diet Month, International Victorious Women Month. We got Girl Boss on Mondays to help you with that. Jewish American Heritage Month, Latino Books Month, Lupus Awareness Month, Maytag Awareness Month, or just Maytag Month. I think we're aware that Maytag exists. Melanoma, Skin Cancer Detection and Prevention Month, Mental Health Month. Larry Cartwright, Mental Health Matters, is on Mondays. And Lauren Feliciano, La Salud Mental Importa, is on at noon on Tuesdays. Military Appreciation Month. We have a big concert coming up on May 19th that you heard the advertisement for. North Hunterdon High School. Go and check that out. And if you are a veteran, get your free tickets from Kevin J. Gray. You might not realize it, but Kevin Gray is pretty famous singer and Broadway show performer that lives in the area. Motorcycle Safety Month. Please be careful out there. It's dangerous as a motorcyclist. You don't get the same help on the roads. And it's Mystery Month. For the week, World Dystonia Awareness Week. It is National Nurses Day in week, National Tourism Week, Be Kind to Animals Week, Dating and Life Coach Recognition Week. I guess we were okay with the Spanish flea. Drink Water Week, You should do that all the time. It's good for you. It's good for your thinking. It's good for your body. It's good for your nutrition. Flexible Work Arrangement Week, Goodwill Industries Week, Hurricane Preparedness Week, International Clitoris Awareness Week, National Alcohol and Drug-Related Birth Defects Awareness Week, National Anxiety and Depression Awareness Week. You have plenty of shows to do that. You got Counselor Chat on Wednesdays. You have Mental Health Matters. You got La Salud Mental Importa. Lots of ways to help with anxiety and depression. National Correctional Officers Week. It is National Family Week. It's National Hospital Week. We got the hospital. 100 Medical Center on the Air is on Mondays by Larry Cartwright as well. National Hug Holiday Week. National Pet Week. It's National Raisin Week. It is National Wildflower Week. How about that? Check that one out as well. It is also Peripheral Neuropathy Awareness Week, North American Occupational Safety and Health Week. It is Public Service Recognition Week, Root Canal Awareness Week, Teacher Appreciation Week, Update Your References Week, Children's Book Week, National Wildflower Week. It's PTA, Teacher Appreciation Week, International Coaching Week, National Safety Stand Down Week, National Stuttering Awareness Week. And we started Universal Family Week today. For today, it's the 10th. We have Dia de la Madre. It is National Children's Mental Health Awareness Day, National Lipid Day, National World Lupus Day, and World Migratory Bird Day. Celebration observances for the month, week, and day from BrandonLax.com, you too. And before that, we heard Tommy James, pick something and get involved. Vitamin C comes from the Hunterdon County Democrat and NJ.com. Local Boy Scouts complete a project written on the 8th and posted as a community bulletin. Boy Scouts from Old Wick Troop 199 performed a community service project to restore the Donald J. Miller Memorial at Old Turnpike School in Tewksbury Township. Donald Miller moved to Tewksbury in 1949, becoming the township's first police officer in 1955. In 1959, Miller assumed the role of Tewksbury's first chief of police and served as the chief until his death in 1980. The memorial, presented in 1986 by the Hunterdon County Police Chiefs Association, commemorates Miller's service to Tewksbury and his connection to community youth. Scouts honored the memorial with a spring cleaning, weeding, trimming, shrubs, planting flowers, and polishing the dedicated plaque. Troop 199 meets Monday evenings at the Zion Lutheran Church at Christian Education Building. Great to see that the scouts decided that that was important to focus on. And there's a great photo of them doing exactly that, right around that fine memorial over there. So it's great to cherish our past and to take care of the items that are supposed to represent the legacy of those people that have given in the past. And it's nice to see that the youth understand that and are willing to give. And that is why that is vitamin C for today. Time for our celebrity birthdays from the old Disc Jockey Almanac for May 10th, 2018. Actress in Neighbors. Halston Sage is 25. The Groomsman. Spencer Fox is 25. Here Comes the Boom. Charisse is 26. She's also in Alvin and the Chipmunks. Lauren Potter is 28 from Glee. Aunt Molly's Game. Alyssa Venice is 28. Pretty Little Liars. Lindsay Shaw is 29. Actress in Paranormal Activity. Gabrielle Walsh is 29. Eileen April Boylan is 31 from Dakota Sky. 32nd birthday of Erica Fong from Transformers Age of Extinction. Cloverfield's Odette Annabelle is 33. Corey English is 40 from Unrest. SNL's Kenan Thompson is 40. Philomena, Anna Maxwell Martin is 41. True Blood, Todd Lowe is 41. Joey's, Andrea Anders is 43. Return to Oz, Emma Ridley is 46. Days of Our Lives, Lisa Lind is 46. Close Encounters of the Third Kind. Carrie Guffrey is... Carrie Guffey is 46. Unbreakable and As Good as It Gets, Leslie Stephenson is 47. Swept Away's Adriano Giannini is 47. Gina Phillips is 48 from Jeepers Creepers. Sally Phillips is 48 from Bridget Jones' Baby. Dallas Roberts is 48 from the Dallas Buyers Club. Walker Texas Ranger Judson Mills is 49. ER Eric Palladino is 50. From The King's Speech, Adrian Scarborough is 50. Star Trek, Jason Brooks is 52. Model and actress in Sex and the City, Linda Evangelista is 53. Gene Simmons and Family Jewels, Tracy Tweed is 53. Coco Before Chanel, Emmanuel Devos is 54. A Different World, Daryl M. Bell is 55. Terry Copley is 57 from Transylvania Twist. Paul Bono Hewson is 58. That is the lead singer of U2. Dancer and actress in Dumb and Dumber, Victoria Rawell is 59. The Queen in Babel, Alex Jennings is 61. Actress in Enchanted, Paige O'Hara is 62. Chris Berman, Boomer, former ESPN sportscaster, is 63 today. Wayne's World, Mike Haggerty, is 64. Meg Foster is 70 from Masters of the Universe. When I Sing, Marion Ramsey is 71. The pianist, Maureen Lipman, is 72. Singer and songwriter, Donovan, is 72. We Just Disagree, Dave Mason, is 72. He sang that and sung. It was the songwriter. New York City TV weatherman Mr. G is 73. Writer, film producer of Airplane, Jim Abrahams is 74. Gone Girl, David Clennon is 75. And Spinners singer Henry Fambro is 80. Those are celebrity birthdays. If you'd like to get your birthday celebration anniversary on the air, email me at goodmorning@huntingtonschumer.com. And we'll get it on the show to celebrate. All right, we're going to take a quick break, and we'll have Michelle Heide on in just a minute. You're listening to Good Morning Huntington, and we are on huntingtonchamber.com.
Haven't seen you in a while. How've you been? Have you changed your style? And do you think that we've grown up differently? Don't seem the same. Seems you've lost your feel for me. So let's leave it alone, 'cause we can't see eye to eye.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
This is a special night.
Three Americans who've been detained by North Korea back home in the United States, landing overnight at Joint Base Andrews just outside Washington. Greeted by President Trump, the First Lady, Vice President Pence, and his wife. The president applauding the move approved by the North Korean leader Kim Jong-un in advance of the summit he's to have with President Trump soon.
Well, we're starting off on a new footing. This is a wonderful thing that he released the folks early. That was a big thing, very important to me.
A date and location for the Trump-Kim summit could be announced within the next few days. Hawaii's Kilauea volcano could now be gearing up for a major eruption. The U.S. Geological Survey says it could soon experience explosive eruptions from its summit, blasting large rocks and ash into the air. This is USA Radio News.
Okay, so the big question for any decision you're going to make, is this actually going to work? Well, if you've heard about MediShare, which is a brilliant way of sharing healthcare costs, you may have wondered that. Does it work? Well, so did Dr. Stuart Hoover, who initially joined to save a lot of money. The typical family saves about $500 a month. Stuart saved even more.
When we first joined MediShare, we were immediately going from a little over $1,600 a month down to $460 basically a month.
So that's wonderful, but then his wife needed emergency surgery, and the bills added up to $160,000.
So we were seeing the bills coming in, and then the bills were being paid. Portions were being shared, and the end result of this is this bill was taken care of.
Yes, MediShare works, and it's so easy to get your questions answered, too. So why not? You can call right now, 833-39-BIBLE. That's 833-39-BIBLE, 833-39-BIBLE.
Okay, we got Michelle Heide. She's on the phone, and we're going to chat with her about the markets. And we were just kind of talking about Mother's Day plans. And does anybody do anything in the house? It's a challenge, right? Mom's always got everything covered.
Yep, it's always a challenge.
Oh, they take you for granted, Michelle. They take you for granted. Go on strike.
Exactly. You know, it's funny. I find doing things like housework and gardening kind of therapeutic.
Yeah.
But I don't want the kids to know that because I, you know, they need to learn these basic skills as far as, you know,
right,
how to do the dishes and the laundry and all that other fun stuff.
Sure.
So.
Sure. Yeah, we did that pretty quickly. We tied it to rewards, you know. Nothing easier to tie it to than a cell phone, baby.
Whew. Right, exactly.
Wow.
Exactly.
So we had a little point system that the phone stayed on if things were done. The phone got shut off if things were not completed.
I like that. I might have to try that strategy next.
That's their lifeline, man. They look at you with daggers if you do it. But
exactly.
But they still remember it. That's the key. So.
Exactly.
Oh, well.
All right. Let's see. Well, we just had some important economic data flashing across the screen this morning. We had the inflation data coming in. So the consumer price index came in at 0.2%. They were expecting an increase of 0.3%.
Mm-hmm.
And the last reading that came in at 0.1%. So it inched up a tad bit, but not what they were expecting. So that did pair a little bit off of the futures here in the U.S., even though the futures were relatively flat to begin with.
Right.
So that was one of the key things that investors were looking at this morning, in addition to a fresh batch of earnings that started to come through. I know that 21st Century Fox, they fell about 4 cents shy on earnings, but they did beat on revenue.
Mm-hmm.
And Roku also did beat. You know, they still came in at a negative. They're still coming in at a loss, but a weaker or a stronger than expected loss, I guess you would say.
Okay.
So they beat estimates, and I know there are quite a few other companies reporting today as well. Oil prices have continued their little rise since Tuesday when the U.S. announced that we were withdrawing from the Iran nuclear accord. So oil prices are continuing to inch a little bit higher. And let's see, other big news. So Ford, you know, not too long ago mentioned that they were only going to be producing, two normal-sized cars. The rest is just going to be trucks. But they announced this morning that they actually had to halt all production of their super popular F-Series trucks because a fire knocked out production at one of their suppliers, Meridian Lightweight Technologies. So all of the folks, I think they said there's close to 4,000 jobs that are involved in the production of the F-Series. So those workers were told to go home until they're able, you know, until their supplier is able to get back up and running and producing the parts that they need to make those trucks. So that's definitely a disruption in their business at this point.
And they decided to give up the rest of their car brands.
Yeah.
so they don't have anything to make anymore.
Right. No, exactly.
Oh, that's a shame.
Like, wait a second. so that was also obviously a big headline this morning with Ford. And let's see, going across the globe, we had the Asia Pacific region closing higher after yesterday here in the U.S. We had a good day. And over in Europe, Bank of England left their rates unchanged. So their major indices were trading relatively flat at this point as well. So it looks like here in the U.S., we're probably going to be opening flat to slightly negative. Again, yesterday was a pretty good day. So today will probably be a new day of digesting the new news and see where we go from here.
All right. Very good.
All right.
Big news with all this North Korean activity. So I can't wait to see how the market's going to react to all that. But right.
You know. Nope, exactly. And actually, I also did read that General Motors made an announcement that they are planning on keeping their location in South Korea for at least another decade, I think I read. So, you know, they're continuing to be doing their business on a global basis as well.
Cool.
All right.
Good. Thank you, Michelle. Appreciate it as always. Crossing my fingers that the weather's going to get better. But we'll talk to you tomorrow and see if that's the case. All right.
Exactly. So, sounds good.
All right. We'll talk to you again. Have a great day.
All right. You too. Thanks.
All right. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Michelle Heide from Patton Heide & Associates, Financial Advisory Practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc. Joe, Michelle, and Tony, very supportive of the Hunter Chamber of Commerce and Hunter Chamber Radio. Michelle helps me with the investment update every morning at 8:30 on Good Morning Hunter and HunterChamberRadio.com. We will be right back with more of Good Morning Hunter in just a moment. We're going to give a ring out to Mr. Joe Peters and find out what's happening with him. Right after this, you'll listen to Good Morning Hunter, and that is on HuntChamberRadio.com.
One of the biggest decisions in your lifetime is buying or selling a house. Choosing a realtor with strong client communication, technology, and marketing skills will dramatically improve your chance of success. That's why Hunterdon and Somerset's residents rely on Joe Peters. Joe believes his clients deserve a smooth and seamless experience, not a roller coaster ride. As a Coldwell Banker sales associate with 20 years of experience, he's helped hundreds of people to achieve their goals and dreams, no matter where they were in the buying or selling process. Joe accomplishes this by approaching every transaction from a business perspective. Initially, he tries to fully understand your goals and dreams and make them his own. Then he takes the mass amount of data that's available and distills it down to a few understandable action points. And finally, he controls the entire process through technology and marketing. The end result to you is a smooth, rewarding customer experience. Let Joe show you how to take his professional expertise and put it to work for you. To contact Joe, go to jpeters.com or call 908-238-0118.
Listening to WHCR-DB, HunterdonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
Veterans, listen up. The sponsors of the May 19th Patriotic Concert being held at 2 p.m. at North Hunterdon High School are giving away free tickets to veterans and their families as a thank you for your service. Concert includes special guest Joe Piscopo and over 100 performers and musicians, including a 17-piece big band, a 32-piece string orchestra, Broadway show Trans-Siberian Orchestra singer, an operatic angel, a rising child star, a choral group, and of course the award-winning Hunterdon Harmonizers. You can call the show's producer, Kevin Gray, at 908-419-9878 for ticket info. Call right now because tickets are limited. The number again is 908-419-9878. That's 908-419-9878. It's going to be a great show, so veterans, get your tickets now.
Did you know? The Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce has over 20 active committees that you can participate in. Committees range from focus on business and government to economic development to events like our annual business expo. Contact the Chamber for more information today at 908-782-7115 or email us at info@hunterdon-chamber.org. The Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
All right, we got Mr. Joe Peters from Caldwell Banker on the phone. And when last we spoke with Joe Peters, I feel like it's a soap opera. When last we spoke with Joe, we talked about, Joe, you mentioned that the rental market was going to grow potentially in Hunterdon County.
Where I absolutely see it, both Hunterdon and all the way across New Jersey.
Yeah.
Three-quarters of what we built last year was high-rise rentals. There's no construction. It's just a burgeoning market. So you've got the millennials headed towards New York City because they can't find enough work here and they want more of a cosmopolitan lifestyle for four-year education.
Right.
You got the seniors headed towards Pennsylvania because it's half price if you live over there.
Right.
And you got everybody else in the middle sort of getting older and maybe trading up, trading down a little, much less demand for higher-end housing than we used to have.
Right.
And the interesting fallout of the tax rule, and, you know, it depends which side you think is right. You've got one side saying, my God, it's going to kill you tax-wise, this new tax rule. And the other side saying, it's not so bad. Our studies show that if this high-end where they have $10,000 limit on interest and you can't collect mortgage money over $750 where it used to be $1 million,
right,
that's only going to affect the highest 1 or 2% of the people. You've got to earn $400,000 and be single and own a $1 million house before that affects you. And we don't have that many people. So we're looking now at, yeah, there's some people that will be affected, but not that many.
Right.
More in Somerset than Hunter, because they have a higher-end market than we do. But now we're looking at the minimal deduction doubling from $12,000 to $24,000 for a married couple. That wipes out any advantage you would have as far as income tax shelter on buying a house. So you used to buy a $300,000 house, and three-quarters of your payment would be tax deductible because it's interest and principal. And because your standard deduction doubled, you're not going to clear, probably not going to clear the higher hurdle and get above the standard deduction. So you're going to get the deduction anyway. It's like a windfall.
Right.
So now there's less impetus to buy a house for a tax shelter if you're buying a moderately priced house. And we think it's going to eventually slow down that mid-market. So in every silver lining, there's a cloud, or vice versa.
Mm-hmm.
Here comes an opportunity, because my investors today have three or four people who buy a house or two a year off of me, but they're buying condos, $100,000 and a quarter, $150,000 condos that they rent. the opportunity now comes, if that market gets hit, is to go out and pick up single-family houses in the 250 to 300 range and turn them into rental properties.
Right.
First of all, it's going to give you an advantage price-wise, but secondly, the rentals are sky high. We're getting for a single-bedroom condo $1,350, $1,400.
Wow.
For a two-bedroom condo, we're getting $1,600. We've always used the 1% rule, and the 1% rule would say if you can buy something for $200,000 and rent it for 1% of that, you can break even. So a $2,000 rental on a $200,000 purchase would make you break even, maybe even a little positive cash flow. It depends how much money you put down.
Mm-hmm.
So now if you can get into these moderately priced, and I'd say that to between the 200 and 300, there's no rentals available in single family. I bet you if I did a scan right now on a computer, just like 10 in the whole county,
right.
This is a market that needs inventory. We're sitting with 3% availability on rentals in central New Jersey, where it usually is about 7.5%,
mm-hmm.
and rentals go immediately. So it may be a great opportunity to step up the rental, and if you buy a property in under the new tax code, as best I understand it, I can't give tax advice, you'd have to check with your own accountant.
Sure.
But if you buy a house and turn it into a business, and you say, I'm going to have expenses each month, and I'm going to have income each month, and I deduct one from the other, and the rest is either taxable or a tax deduction. But during that period of time, my interest and taxes as expenses offset the income to the point where it's probably going to be just about a break even. You've got a great opportunity to go out and make some money appreciation-wise, because over time those houses, let's say you buy one for $250, I would think at 20% growth over the next 5 years, the $250 now turns into a $300. You get the depreciation every year on your taxes, so you get like 3.5%. Once again, I can't give advice, but my understanding is you get about 3.5% of your building's value. They never depreciate land as
right.
a tax incentive each year, and you may make a little positive cash on it at the same time. So you got three ways to make money: appreciation when you eventually sell it, depreciation, which comes to you with a tax deduction each year, and you might make some cash flow on it. And if you lose cash flow, that is an interest deduction. So these new tax laws don't change that, because those are business rules. You set each property I've owned two or three at a time, and I just open a checking account per property, and I dump everything in there. It keeps the books for me.
Nice. Nice. So now, all right, so let's say somebody's heard that and they say, I got enough to purchase that type of an item, that type of an asset in Hunterdon County.
Right.
They're still competing, right, with the other folks that are clamoring for those same residential properties.
Yeah.
So you could potentially pay a lot higher price.
There's a well-kept secret, though. There's some areas that do better than others purchase-wise, like Bridgewater's on fire. They built a new Indian temple up on 206.
Right.
As a result, I have about three customers I'm working with want to live in that area for that reason.
Mm-hmm.
So you probably wouldn't want to look at Bridgewater. That one's on fire.
Right.
But I guarantee you a rental for $250 in Bridgewater is the same as a rental for $250 out in Alexandria. And in Alexandria, where it's a tougher market,
mm-hmm.
you are probably going to get a good price.
Okay.
So we have a lot of people that commute to Pennsylvania from here, too. And I've told people all along that rentals are rentals. They don't differ that much by county.
Mm-hmm. Nice. All right. So you have a handle on the areas that are a little bit more, or a little slower in terms of
right,
in terms of
and
buying
not
activity.
not as competitive.
Right, excellent. All right, and so the other question is, what do you think the forecast is? You know, you're telling me right now that the rental market is hot, but at some point you're hoping that it stays that way. But what do you think? How far out should I project that I could achieve pretty much a tenant in there at a price that will get me positive cash flow?
I think for the foreseeable future. The reason being, we dropped from 71 to 63% home ownership in New Jersey over the last 10 years. Most of that due to the financial crisis where people lost their houses, had to rent. People can't afford a house, had to rent. Mm. Renting is just, if not more expensive than owning. But right. Some people don't have the credit and the cash to get into ownership, need a job as well.
Sure.
So, but renting, and this is a double-edged sword for the people that, let's say, lost their house or are in the process of losing their house, and we're still going to have some 67,000 foreclosures this year filing in New Jersey. It's dropped nicely, but it's not dropped all the way.
Mm-hmm.
So they lose their house. Because they lose their house, either for a